Lecture topic, Walking in the Footprints of the Illustrious Companions, Part 2.
I responded to the call. When I stood up, he made a prayer in my favor. But that prayer only comes if you respond to the hour. If you respond, then comes that prayer. Remember that. That is it. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ihfazhu min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi wa an yameenihi wa an shimalihi. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِ. Imagine the master pronouncing that dua. Every moment of his was unique and the situation here was absolutely spiritual. Allah protect him from every angle. Huzaifa ibn Yaman said, فَوَاللَّهِ. What were the words of Huzaifa radiallahu anhu? Reflect over these words. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فَزَعًا فَوَاللَّهِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فَزَعًا وَلَا قُرًّا فِي جَوْفِي إِلَّا خَرَجَ مِنْ جَوْفِهِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made that dua in my favor, my hunger and my cold disappeared instantly and permanently. I am looking at my companions, they are in absolute cold and hunger. And I felt the narration of Bidayah like I'm walking in a hot shower. Now you might find it difficult to digest this. Unfortunately, our mind is logical. And that's sad. It's good in its time. But when it comes to deen, we have to shift it. Did not the giant Umar kiss the stone and say, Ya Hajar, inni a'lamu annaka Hajar. Oh stone, I know you're nothing but a stone. I want to set the record correctly. If I kiss you or anybody else kiss you, you remain a black stone. But my Nabi kissed you, I will shift my logic and I will kiss you. لَوْلَا أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يُقَبِّلُكْ مَا قَبَّلْتُكَ. Umar ibn Khattab on Hudaybiyah, he said, if these stringent conditions were accepted by anyone other than the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have interrogated that man on everything that he accepted. If it was anyone other than the master, I would have taken him to task. Tell me why you agree. But it was the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know Umar went through an imbalance for a moment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ultimately gave him the vision to appreciate the foresight in the wisdom of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You take on the occasion of peak hour traffic, which has crippled the world practically anywhere and everywhere. More so in the UK because of the motorways and the narrow roads inside, etc. It can be peak hour traffic and people are frustrated. But let it be the head of state that is coming with his entourage. And then there are two choppers hovering above and there are police that are signaling. And he's going like a breeze through the traffic. And he can see everybody frustrated and agitated in the traffic. But it doesn't affect him any time, and every time is perfect time for him. Huzaifa ibn Yaman said, everybody around me is in cold and clinging to the earth and I'm relaxing and I'm chilling and I'm cool about the whole thing. Anyway, as I leave, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تُحْدِثَنَّ فِي الْقَوْمِ شَيْئًا حَتَّى تَأْتِيَنِي. لَا تُحْدِثَنَّ فِي الْقَوْمِ شَيْئًا حَتَّى تَأْتِيَنِي. Don't do anything until you don't report back to me. Look at diligent compliance. Look at diligent compliance. لَا تُحْدِثَنَّ فِي الْقَوْمِ شَيْئًا حَتَّى تَأْتِيَنِي. So I left. When I got close to the people there, to the opposite camp, نَذَرْتُ ذَوْءَ نَارٍ لَهُمْ تُوْقَدْ. I seen a fire was been blazing and there was a fire that was kindled. And in the glow of the fire, I seen a person, رَجُلٌ أَدْهَمْ, dark-skinned, who was warming his hands at the fire. وَيَمْسَحُ خَاصِرَتَهُ. And then he was gently stroking the sides of his body. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ أَعْرِفُ أَبَا سُفْيَانَ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. Prior to that, I had heard about Abu Sufyan, but I didn't know him. فَانْتَزَعْتُ سَهْمًا مِّنْ كِنَانَتِي. I took out an arrow from my quiver. And I put it on my bow. And I had a perfect shot. It was clear. I was camouflaged. There was chaos and mayhem. The glow was there. Abu Sufyan was at an angle. I had obviously positioned myself. Nobody could see me. And I was about to release the arrow. فَذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And I had a flash of the advice of Nabi alayhi salam. He said, don't do anything until you report back to me. I wish my young brother here in the United Kingdom, I say to you, before you pop a pill, you also have a flash of the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I wish my brother, before you dine with a strange woman in a club, you also have a flash of the verse, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. The friends of Allah, don't come close to fornication and zina. I wish, my brother, before you involve yourself in a fraudulent deal, you also have a flash of the verses of the Quran. Allah forbid I'm praying and I have a flash of a strange woman. That's the irony of my situation. He said everything was perfect. And just then I had this flash. I realized, no. I put my arrow back into the quiver. And I said, no, I've got to comply to what the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not my emotion. It's compliance to what Allah and His Nabi says. That's going to help me. ثُمَّ إِنِّي شَجَّعْتُ نَفْسِي. I mustered the courage. And I got close. فَإِذَا أَدْنَى النَّاسِ مِنِّي بَنُوا عَامِرٍ. The people that were closest to me were Banu Amir. But there was chaos there. They were saying, Ya Ala Amir, Ar-Rahil, Ar-Rahil, move from here, move from here. La muqama lakum, move, move. Wa inni la asma'u sawt al-hijara. And the tents were flying, the stones were moving, and it was absolute chaos. You know, there was no stability. So I realized it's pretty much over. I decided to return. Thumma inni kharajtu nahwa Rasulillah. Falamma intasafat bi at-tariq. When I was in the dead center, idha ana bi nahwin min 20 farisan. There are these 20 horsemen that advanced to me. All of them had turbans tied on them. They came to me, they congratulated, and I'm still, it's extremely cold and I'm still feeling warm. I'm still feeling warm. Can you imagine this? I mean, we're in our rooms here and we're feeling with all the heating around us. Why? Because we don't have the heat of Iman. We have the heat of lust. We have other types of heat, not the heat of Iman. They said, أخبر صاحبك أن الله قد كفاه. Congratulations to you, and convey our message to your Prophet that Allah has become sufficient on the fight in front, and Allah has taken care of the battle. You are victorious. And Jibril descended. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. And Allah returned the disbelievers in their rage and their fury. لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. They achieved nothing. وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ. And Allah became sufficient on the fight in front. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. And Allah is permanently full of might and authority. He said, I came back. My companions are in cold and I am still at ease. And then I read this, I started crying in envy. I'm green with envy for Huzaifa ibn Yaman. But obviously he deserves it. I can only stretch an envious eye. But I love him. By Allah, we love him. I cry and I say, my Allah, you know, in my heart, when we read the lives of these Sahaba, the body gets excited. The body gets excited to imagine what that moment must have been when the master was sitting and around him was Abu Bakr and Umar. وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابًا. Bukhari Sharif, the couplets are there of Abdullah ibn Rawaha. وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابًا. إِذَنْ شَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى فَقُلُوبُنَا بِهِ مُوقِنَاتٌ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ يَبِيتُ يُجَافِي جَنْبَهُ عَنْ فِرَاشِهِ إِذَا اسْتَثْقَلَتْ بِالْمُشْرِكِينَ الْمَضَاجِعُ. The golden era of Nabuwat, the blessed land of Mecca, it's the flush of dawn, it's the blessed location of the Kaaba, it's the congregation of Abu Bakr and Umar, and Allah's Nabi reciting Quran. Can there be a greater combination of nobility than this? The thought alone leaves a shiver in the body. He said, I came to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَسْبَلَ عَلَيَّ شَمْلَتَهُ. He then dropped his blessed shawl over me. And then he drew me close to his body. Allah, if only this happens, that I envy him, then we've made a step in the correct direction. If my children aspire and wish for this, I wish I was there. There is a change in the mindset. There is a change in their aspiration. There is a change in their vision. Then that also is a step in the right direction. He said, then he completed salah. فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ خَبْرَ الْقَوْمِ. I narrated the events in detail. And I slept with him. Others were tossing and turning. And that was the best sleep I had in my life. The narration goes on. These are the words of the hadith. These are the words of the hadith. In the morning, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, Qum ya Nauman. Sleepy, will you stand up? Master Sleepy. How long are you sleeping? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word sleepy, Nauman. Qum ya Nauman. I'm saying, these were the people who stood up for the cause. They were the people whom Allah selected. Another narration, Abu Naim makes mention in Hilya. Jubair ibn Nufair, on the strength of Jubair ibn Nufair, who narrates from his father. He says, we were sitting with the great Sahabi Miqdad ibn Aswad radiyallahu anhu. A person passed by and he said, Tuba li hatayn al-aynayn allatayn ra'ata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi lawadidna anna ra'ayna ma ra'ayt wa shahidna ma shahidta. A person passed by, he looked at Miqdad ibn Aswad. He said, oh, the way I envy your eyes. These are eyes that had the privilege of repeated glances at the greatest human. Tuba li hatayn al-aynayn allatayn ra'ata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi lawadidna anna ra'ayna ma ra'ayt. How I dearly wish I also had a glimpse of what you repeatedly enjoyed. Wa shahidna ma shahidta. And I was also there where you were present. And he started paying tribute and acknowledging. Jubair ibn Nufair said, my father then glanced to Miqdad radiallahu anhu and realized his body language, his facial expressions were not of excitement. He wasn't getting elated. He wasn't getting all impressed by these praises. He said, brother, are you over? He said, yes. Then he turned around and he said, مَا يَحْمِلُ أَحَدَكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَن يَتَمَنَّى مَحْضَرًا غَيَّبَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَنْهُ لَوْ شَهِدَهُ لَا يَدْرِي كَيْفَ كَانَ يَكُولُ فِيهِ. I don't know what makes people desire a period and an era from which Allah had consciously kept them absent. Had they been present, they have no idea how they would have fared. What did he say? Don't excite yourself with the thought. Then he went on to elaborate and elucidate. Wallahi laqad hadara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqwamun kabbahum Allahu azza wa jalla ala manakhirihim fi jahannam lam yujibuhu wa lam yusaddiquhu. For the record, we were not the only people who seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many seen him. We were the fortunate ones to accept him. What guarantee do you have if you were present, you would have been on our side and not the opposite side? Wallahi laqad hadara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqwamun. Nation seen him. Kabbahumullahu azza wa jalla fi mana ala manakhirihim fi jahannam. Allah threw them headlong into hell. Lam yujibuhu wa lam yusaddiquhu. They denied and refuted his message. Awala tahmadun Allah idh akhrajakum Allahu azza wa jalla. لا تعرفون إلا ربكم مصدقين بما جاء به نبيكم وقد كفيتم البلاء بغيركم. Why don't you praise Allah from the time you opened your eyes? You only knew Allah as your Lord, Muhammad as your Prophet, and a home in which Quran was recited. The hard work has been done by others. You only have to pluck the fruits and enjoy it. وقد كفيتم البلاء بغيركم. The toiling has been done in the early hours. Wallahi laqad bu'itha an-nabiyyu ala ashaddi halin bu'itha alayhi nabiyyun min al-anbiya. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent at an era that was more daunting and more challenging than any nabi. Wallahi laqad bu'itha an-nabiyyu ala ashaddi halin bu'itha alayhi nabiyyun min al-anbiya. What was it? Fi fatratin, when the succession of prophets had been long paused. Wa jahiliyya, people were steeped in ignorance. مَا يَرَوْنَ دِينًا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ. They considered no faith more noble than the worship of idols. I always marvel at these words of Allama al-Nasafi in his tafsir in Surah Taghabun in Madariku al-Tanzil. He writes, فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرٌ يَهْدُونَنَا فَكَفَرُوا وَتَوَلَّوا وَاسْتَغْنَى اللَّهِ. That amongst the objections the infidels of Mecca had was that we don't accept that a human must be a prophet. A bashar, a human, yahdunana, guiding us. فَكَفَرُوا, they denied. وَتَوَلَّوا, they turned their backs. وَاسْتَغْنَ اللَّهِ, Allah is independent. وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ, Allah is worthy of praise. He said, أَنْكَرُوا رِسَالَةَ الْبَشَرِ وَمَا أَنْكَرُوا عِبَادَةَ الْحَجَرِ. أَنْكَرُوا رِسَالَةَ الْبَشَرِ. It didn't make sense to their logic for a human to be a prophet. But yes, it gelled with their logic for a stone to be a god. مَا يَرَوْنَ Abu Raja Utaridi in Bukhari Jillathani, his quotation is there, كُنَّا نَعْبُدُ حَجَرًا فَإِذَا وَجَدْنَا حَجَرًا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ أَلْقَيْنَاهُ وَأَخَذْنَا الْآخَرِ. He said, our level of ignorance was such, we would idolize a stone, and then if we would find a stone with a greater glitter and more glamour, we would forsake God number one and embrace God number two. مَا يَرَوْنَ دِينًا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ. فَجَاءَ بِفُرْقَانِ. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a criterion. فرق به بين الحق والباطل, which separated truth from falsehood. وفرق بين الوالد وولده. It put the father on one side and the son on the other side. It put the brother on one side and he put his sibling on one side. He said, you wish in our era, you are so lucky your whole family is a Muslim. Every Sahabi had to contend with one family member who was a non-Muslim. فَلَا تَقِرُّ عَيْنَهُ فَلَا تَقِرُّ عَيْنَهُ لِأَنَّهُ يَرَى حَمِيمَهُ فِي النَّارِ. We never could sigh with relief because there was always one amongst us. If you see in the tafsir in Surah Ahqaf in the 26th juz, under this ayah, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. I don't have time to go in the details, but it's mentioned under this ayah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the only person in the entire galaxy of Sahaba who enjoyed the privilege of his parents, his spouses, and his children all were Muslims. No other Sahabi enjoyed this honor. So Miqdad ibn Aswad is saying, you wishing you were present in our era? لا يدري لو شهده كيف كان يكون فيه. You know not how you would have fared. Ibn Ishaq's narration, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates it, when the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam collected the spoils of the war from Hunayn, وقسم للمتألفين, and then he distributed amongst the new reverts, and amongst the muhajirin, and amongst the tulaqa. Tulaqa were those alladhina khalla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sabilahum yawma fathi Makkah, whom the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not, you know, harassed and liberated on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِلْأَنصَارِ مِنْهَا شَيْءٌ قَلِيلٌ وَلَا كَثِيرٌ. And somehow, systematically it appeared, that as if the Ansar were excluded. وَجَدَ هَذَا الْحَيُّ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. So the Ansar took offense to this. فَمَشَى سَعْدُ بْنُ عُبَادَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Sa'd ibn Ubadah went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْحَيُّ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ قَدْ وَجَدُوا عَلَيْكَ قَدْ وَجَدُوا عَلَيْكَ. O Nabi of Allah, the Ansar are slightly offended. They are offended. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why are they offended? He said, fi qismik. O Nabi of Allah, they objecting on how you distributed. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa aina anta min dhalik, and Sa'd, what's your take on the matter? Again, abarruhum quluba. Sahaba, there was no double standards. There were no forked tongues. There was no hypocrisy. Said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm part of my group and I equally also share their sentiments. He didn't give off an act. No, I disapprove with them totally. I'm just representing them for now. I'm the spokesman, but I'm in harmony with you. No, they were honest. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Uthman ibn Mad'un radiallahu anhu's house. And he was having an intimate moment with his spouse. And the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and knocked on the door and he came. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized we got him off guard. He said, لَعَلَّنَا عَجَّلْنَاكَ. I think we came on the wrong time. He said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Yes. No, it's a perfect time. Come inside. Okay. No, this is not our deen. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ. أي وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَصَنِّعِينَ. You think, come inside, brother, no problem. What does your brother want now, man? Now you take it out, it creates a fight at home because your brother-in-law came. فَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ رُجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. فَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ رُجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. If you came at the wrong time and you are told, go back. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. It will keep the hearts pure, it will keep the environment clean. لَعَلَّنَا أَجَّلْنَاكَ. Uthman, we got you off guard. Yes, O Nabi of Allah, you got me off guard. They were honest. They were transparent. They were clean and clear. There was no offense. Sa'd bin Ubadah, what's your take on the matter? O Nabi of Allah, مَا أَنَا إِلَّا مْرُؤٌ مِّن قَوْمِ. I'm part of them, so yes, I must admit that, you know, it's a bit uncomfortable to see that the wealth has gone to others and nothing has come our way. He said, okay, do me a favor. فَاجْمَعْ لِي قَوْمَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَظِيرَةِ. Gather your group under this tent. I want to have a quick word with them. They gathered. فَقَامَ فِيهِمْ خَطِيبًا. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed. Oh, you want to talk of psychology? You want to talk of diplomacy? You want to talk of counseling? Allahu Akbar, every word of the Nabi has everything. It's an insult for you to look for it elsewhere. He said, أَلَمْ آتِكُمْ ذُلَّالًا فَهَدَاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِي. أَلَمْ آتِكُمْ ذُلَّالًا فَهَدَاكُمُ اللَّهُ. وَكُنْتُمْ عَالَةً فَأَغْنَاكُمُ اللَّهُ. وَكُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Listen, O Ansar, don't isolate this one incident and become judgmental on my approach to you because of this. Look at it in the broader context. Today the world is facing this problem here. Things are taken out of context. If you put any statement out of context, it's going to have the wrong effects. Contextualize it. Put it in its framework and then understand it. O my Ansar, was it not that when I came to you, you were astray, Allah guided you because of me? You were in need, Allah empowered you because of me. Your hearts were disunited, Allah united you because of me. أَوَجَدْتُمْ فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ مِنْ أَجْلِ لُعَاءَةٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا تَأَلَّفْتُ بِهَا قُلُوبَ النَّاسِ. Are you frowning on my decision simply because I wanted to win the confidence of certain individuals and I had my eye and my wisdom in the move that I made? They said, apologies, O Nabi of Allah. أَلْمَنُّ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. We apologize and we are grateful to Allah and His Prophet. Now the point that I want to share, the silence and they are crying amongst the Ansar. He said, Ala tujibun, Ala tujibun. It's time the microphone is on you. Now you people speak. Who will represent your sentiments? They said, no. From our side, acknowledgement, guilt, and we confess our wrong. He said, no, you have a right to speak and you have a leg to stand on. And he paid tribute to them. He said, you can stand up and tell me. I gave you the narration. Ibn Ishaq, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri narrates it. لَإِن شِئْتُمْ لَقُلْتُمْ. It's in Hayatul Sahaba. لَإِن شِئْتُمْ لَقُلْتُمْ فَصَدَقْتُمْ وَصُدِّقْتُمْ جِئْتَنَا طَرِيدًا فَآوَيْنَاكَ جِئْتَنَا طَرِيدًا فَآوَيْنَاكَ وَآئِلًا فَآسَيْنَاكَ وَخَائِفًا فَأَمَّنَّاكَ وَمَخْذُولًا فَنَصَرْنَاكَ. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid tribute to the Sahaba. He said, you can stand up and tell me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't forget, the Meccans banished you. It is us, the Ansar, who sheltered you. You were in need. We empowered you. خَائِفًا أَمَّنَّاكُ. You were afraid. We gave you peace and comfort. مَخْذُولًا. You were forsaken and abandoned. نَصَرْنَاكُ. We supported you. They said, we will never dare say this. The Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am saying it on your behalf. I am paying tribute. These were who the Sahaba were. And that brings me to a very, very critical thing. I'm not even halfway through. That brings me to a very critical thing. And what is that? وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. The narration of Tirmidhi, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come where people will revile and abuse and condemn my Sahaba. وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. Let me sound a word of caution to you, my brother. These are the words of one of the great scholars I heard from. Don't ever involve yourself in three arguments. Don't ever involve yourself in three arguments. A, the differences, the quarrel, the bickering between your parents. You're a son. How dare you tell your mom, but that's wrong of you. How dare you tell your father, but that's insensitive of you. Why? You look this way, al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, paradise beneath your mother. You look that way, al-walidu awsatu abwabil jannah, fa-in shi'ita hafidh ala dhalika al-bab wa-in shi'ita da'. The best way to paradise is kindness to your father. Either you preserve that door or forsake it. Can you imagine the sensitivity with which you have to thread? So don't involve yourself in the differences of parents. Ask Allah, implore Allah, beg Allah, and engage it on a more senior level if you need some arbitration and intervention, but you don't become the mouthpiece. The ulama have even written, and I don't have time, in the footnotes of Jalalain under Waqadha Rabbuka, I read this. What should a person do if his parents both are giving him a command and one contradicts the other? How does he show loyalty and obedience when the mom says A and the father says B at the very same time? We're going to digress, and it's a long write-up on this here. The point I'm saying, it's very, very intricate. Don't involve yourself in the arguments of your parents. B, don't tarnish your name. Don't involve yourself in the differences of scholars. The ulama, on their level, let them argue. They are not immune from weaknesses. They have their issues and their differences. Khalid radiallahu anhu had an altercation with Abdurrahman ibn Auf. The Prophet ﷺ said, Khalid, Abdurrahman is a Badri. Respect his profile. He participated in Badr. Sometime later, another Sahabi had an argument with Abdurrahman ibn Auf. The narration is in Hayatul Sahaba. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, you prohibited me from arguing, but so and so is also arguing. Nabi ﷺ said, yeah, but they both are Badriyin. They have the rights to argue. It doesn't give you the license. They both are Badriyin. Amongst themselves, let them have their differences. The second thing is, don't get yourself involved in the differences of ulama. And the third, oh boy, How dare you make a comment on the Sahaba? Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Katibul wahyi, one of the scribes of revelation. When will this ummah start naming their children Muawiyah? Fas as-sahabatu kulluhum adul. The Sahaba all adul. We honor and respect the jurists and the scholars of hadith. When they dissect the personalities, they start after the Sahaba. And then you have the Asma'ur Rijal and going into this one. When it comes to Sahaba, as-sahabatu kulluhum adul. When Hussein radiyallahu anhu was assassinated, people said, let's get a comment from Rabi ibn Khutaym, who was a great giant. وَكَانَ قَلِيلَ الْكَلَامِ. He was a man of few words. People said, الآن يتكلم. Today the man is going to give a tongue lashing. Today this man is going to go for it because Hussein radiyallahu anhu has been killed. It was a very sensitive thing. And مُشَاجَرَاتُ sahaba, differences amongst the Sahaba is a reality. We will not shy away from it. We will not deny it. But we will neither delve in it. Why? Because the Quran said, وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has declared virtue and entry into paradise for every sahabi. What's there for me to delve? عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. Allah has forgiven the sahaba. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah has pardoned them all. Radiallahu anhum. Allah has conferred multiple accolades upon them. So we don't delve into it. So they came to Rabi ibn Khutaym and they said, would you pronounce, what's your opinion, what's your take? Can we get a statement from you? Can we get a statement here regarding the assassination of Hussein radiallahu anhu? He taught us a great lesson. He said, ah, an exclamation of pain. Awa qad fa'alu? Awa qad fa'alu? Have they literally done this here? قُتِلَ مَنْ كَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُجْلِسُهُ فِي حِجْرِهِ وَيَضَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى فِيهِ. Today that man has been killed who the master used to put in his lap and occasionally used to put his saliva in his mouth. Then he looked to the heavens. He said, اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Allah, it's a very, very sensitive moment. It's a very, very critical juncture. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, and ultimately the decision rests with you. You will decide on the day of Qiyamah. That's it, chapter closed. He said nothing more. And you and I want to pronounce opinions. Jamal, the battle of Siffin is a reality. The battle of Jamal is a reality. We don't deny it, but we don't delve into it. Someone came, the narration is in Bayhaqi on the strength of Abu al-Bukhtari. Someone came to Ali radiallahu anhu and he said, look at the Sahaba. He said, the people of Jamal, amushrikunahum, that was the opposite side of Ali radiallahu anhu, would you classify them as polytheists, your opponents, who were Sahaba? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, mina shirki farru. Shirk is what they left and came. How dare you say this? He said, amunafiqunahum, then would you conclude they are hypocrites? He said, innal munafiqeen la yadhkuruna Allah illa qaleela. Munafiqeen don't ever remember Allah. They are perpetually engrossed in the remembrance of Allah. قِيلَ فَمَاهُمْ. Then what are they? He said, إِغْوَانُنَا بَغَوْ عَلَيْنَا. They are our blood brothers. They are Sahaba amongst us who differed with us. إِخْوَانُنَا بَغَوْ عَلَيْنَا. They are our brothers and we had differences and we hope Allah will forgive us all. The narration of Ibn Asakir. كان بين عبد الله ابن عمر وبين المقداد شيء. Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه and Miqdad ibn Aswad had an altercation. فَنَالَ مِنْهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه said something unpleasant and harsh to Miqdad radiallahu anhu. So Miqdad radiallahu anhu got upset. فَشَكَاهُ الْمِقْدَادُ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ. So Miqdad radiallahu anhu said, I'll take the case to Umar. That's it. As straight as that, I'll go to Umar radiallahu anhu. There was no aspect of nepotism in that time, favoritism to family members. So when he took the complaint and he lodged the complaint with Umar radiallahu anhu, his son Abdullah ibn Umar realized that his father is going to get serious. Umar radiallahu anhu said, دَعُونِي فَأَقْطَعُ لِسَانَهُ. He's speaking ill of a Sahabi of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will cut my son's tongue. فلما خاف ذلك من أبيه تحمل على أبيه بالرجال أي استشفع بهم إليه. He prepared few Sahaba and he said, please man, go persuade my father and you will not calm him down, man. Calm my father down. He wants to cut my tongue. He literally wants. Umar رضي الله عنه said, دعوني فتكون سنة بعدي. لا يوجد رجل شتم رجلا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا قطع لسانه. Leave me. I want this to become, and I want to set a precedent here that anybody did. He is a Sahabi himself. Abdullah ibn Umar is a great Sahabi himself. I mentioned he wasn't an ordinary person. He himself was a great Sahabi. Abdullah ibn Umar himself. He said, leave me. Let me cut his tongue so that this becomes a precedent. If anybody pronounces any unpleasant ruling or makes any nasty remarks against a Sahabi, then his tongue must be cut off. I'll try and wrap up just 2-3 incidents. Qais ibn Abi Hazim radiallahu anhu makes mention, Tibrani has recorded the hadith. He says, I was Medina and I was walking in one marketplace. إِذَا أَنَا بَلَغْتُ أَحْجَارَ الزَّيْتِ I came to a place called أَحْجَارُ الزَّيْتِ. So I seen, فَرَأَيْتُ قَوْمًا مُجْتَمِعِينَ People had gathered على فارسين on one horseman, وَهُوَ يَشْتِمُ عَلِيًّا And this man was reviling Ali radiallahu anhu. He was reviling Ali radiallahu anhu. The hadith of Tibrani, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدْرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدْرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا When people speak about predestination, abstain. It's too sensitive. The topic is too sensitive. Someone came to Ali radiallahu anhu and he said, أَخْبِرْنَا عَنِ الْقَدْرِ Tell us about taqdeer. He said, هُوَ طَرِيقٌ مُظْلِمٌ لَا تَسْلُكُهُ It's a dark road, don't walk on it. He said, أَخْبِرْنَا عَنِ الْقَدْرِ I'm asking you, tell us about taqdeer. He said, هُوَ بَحْرٌ عَمِيقٌ لَا تَلِيجُهُ It's a deep ocean, don't dive, you'll drown. He said, أَخْبِرْنَا عَنِ الْقَدْرِ Tell us about taqdeer. He said, سِرُّ اللَّهِ قَدْ خَفِيَ عَلَيْكَ It's the secret of Allah, it will remain unknown, don't probe it. إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدْرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا When people speak of taqdeer, abstain. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَتِ النُّجُومُ فَأَمْسِكُوا When people speak about astrology, then abstain. Where people want to determine their faith through stars. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا And when people start giving tongue lashing to my sahaba, walk away from that gathering. Walk away from that gathering. Anyway, Qais ibn Hazim says, we were walking in the marketplace, we came by this person, and he's just having a go at Ali radiallahu anhu, and, you know, using unpleasant language against Ali. Suddenly, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu came. He said, what's the shuffle all about? He said, رَجُلٌ يَشْتِمُ عَلِيًّا This man's having an issue with Ali radiallahu anhu. فَتَقَدَّمْ He advances. فَأَفْرَجُوا لَهُ They pave the way. He comes in front of him. He said, عَلَامَ تَشْتِمُ عَلِيًّا Brother, why are you doing this? Why are you having it to go with Ali radiallahu anhu? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ Is he not the first amongst the youth to embrace the faith? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَنْ صَلَّى Is he not amongst the first of people to pray with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَزْهَدَ النَّاسِ Was he not amongst the most abstinent of people? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَعْلَمَ النَّاسِ Was he not amongst the most learned of people? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ صَاحِبَ رَايَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Was he not the flag bearer of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ خَتَنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَلَى ابْنَتِهِ Was he not the favorite son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his beloved daughter? And he went on and he went on. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبَلَ الْقِبْلَةَ He said, okay, I don't want to argue with you. I spoke to you. You don't want to stop. He then turned to the Qibla and lifted his hands. You can imagine the curse before I tell you what he said from Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas coming out. Allahumma inna hadha yashtimu waliyyan min awliyaik. Fala tufarriq hadha al-jam'a hatta turiyahum qudratak. Allah, this man blatantly, arrogantly, repeatedly is reviling one of your noble friends and the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, let not this gathering disperse until you don't show him a lesson that serves as a reminder for everyone. Qais ibn Hazim says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا تَفَرَّقْنَا حَتَّى سَاخَتْ بِهِ دَبَّتُهُ Before we could disperse, the earth split. We vividly witnessed it with the naked eye. And the animal's feet sunk into the ground. And فَانْفَلَقَ دِمَاغُهُ He was dropped off the back of the animal and we seen his brains came bursting out of his head. Wamata and he died instantly. Just for the benefit of the scholars, the academic write up on this hadith, Imam Hakim who narrates it as well, he says, Sahihun ala sharti shaykhain. This hadith enjoys the equal authenticity. It satisfies the requirements of the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. He said, we literally seen the man, the animal jolted. It flipped him off, his brains pierced out, and he instantly died. These are the consequences of those who endeavor to speak ill of the Sahaba. Another narration, Abu Na'im makes mention in Hilya. Rabah ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He says, Mughira ibn Shu'bah was sitting in the biggest masjid of Kufa. and around him were some people from Kufa. Just then a person by the name of Sa'id ibn Zayd, فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ يُدْعَى سَعِيدُ ibn Zayd. He walked in. He greeted, فَحَيَّاهُ الْمُغِيرَ وَأَجْلَسَهُ عِنْدَ رِجْلَيْهِ عَلَى السَّرِيرِ. Mughira radiallahu anhu set him on the same platform. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ. Then a person came. فَاسْتَقْبَلَ الْمُغِيرَ. He faced Mughira and he just started swearing and abusing and reviling. So Sa'id ibn Zayd said, مَنْ يَسُبُّ هَذَا يَا مُغِيرَ? Oh Mughira, what is this man doing and who is he abusing and reviling? He said, يَسُبُّ عَلِيًّا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He is abusing the personality of Ali radiallahu anhu. He was enraged. He stood up. He said, يَا مُغِيرَ, أَلَا أَسْمَعُ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ يُسَبُّونَ لَا تُنْكِرْ وَلَا تُغَيِّرْ. Oh Mughira, in your presence, you are witnessing the noble companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being abused without a frown on your forehead or a crack in your voice or an advancement in your hand. وَإِنِّي أَشْهَدُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, and I testify from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِمَّا سَمِعَتْهُ أُذُنَايَ وَوَعَاهُ قَلْبِي, which my ears have heard and my heart has preserved. فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أَرْوَى عَنْهُ كَذِبًا, I will never narrate a lie against him. يَسْأَلُنِي عَنْهُ إِذَا لَقِيتُهُ, he will question me the day I meet me. We were one day sitting with him, and then he said, أبو بكر في الجنة, وعمر في الجنة, وعثمان في الجنة, وعلي في الجنة, وطلحة في الجنة, وزبير في الجنة, وعبد الرحمن في الجنة, وسعد بن مالك في الجنة, وتاسع المؤمنين في الجنة, ولو شئت أن أسميه لسميته. He mentioned 8 people will be in Jannah, and then the Prophet ﷺ said, a 9th person will also be in paradise. And if I want, I can even tell you the name of that 9th and I'll divulge it. فَرَجَّ أَهْلُ الْمَسْجِدِ يَا صَاحِبَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, they said, oh Nabi, oh companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us, who was the 9th person who enjoyed the privilege of entry into Jannah? He said, with humility and modesty, I say, it was me. It was me, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included me, and the Prophet of Allah was the 10th person. And then he turned around and he looked at us and he said, لَمَشْهَدٌ شَهِدَهُ رَجُلٌ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُغَبَّرُ فِيهِ وَجْهُهُ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَمَلِ أَحَدِكُمْ وَلَوْ عُمِّرَ عُمْرُ نُوحٍ. A moment that a man spent with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, in which his face became dusty, in which his fame became dusty, is greater than the worship of your life, even if Allah had to spare you with the lifespan of Nuh عليه السلام. The last two hadith that I want to share, and this is again, what is the virtue of a man? They say, وَالْفَضْلُ مَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ الْأَعْدَاءُ. The virtue of a man is not what your friend says, what your foe says. If your enemy can hate you and say, but Mr. Muhammad is the most honest man, I differ with him in religion, but my hat off for him. In Hayatul Sahaba, the last chapter is dedicated, مَاذَا قَالَتِ الْأَعْدَاءُ فِي غَلَبَةِ السَّحَابَةِ. The opinions of the enemies of Islam in the favor and the virtue of Sahaba. The author, Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullahi, concludes Hayatul Sahaba with this chapter, مَاذَا قَالَتِ الْأَعْدَاءُ فِي غَلَبَةِ السَّحَابَةِ. 2-3 brief incidents. Number one, the incident of Herakl, the Roman emperor. When one of his armies were defeated and he met with them, he said, أَخْبِرُونِ عَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ أَلَيْسُوا بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ. I mean, you have been defeated. Tell me about these people. Are they humans or are they some other creatures? He said, no, they are humans. They are humans. Whom akthar am antum akthar? Are you more in number or they are more? He said, nahnu akthar fi kulli mawtin. We are always more than. We outnumber them. Fama balukum tanhazimun. Then it doesn't make sense. Why do you lose and they win? Faqala rajulun min udhamaihim. One of the prominent people stood up. He said, let me tell you, O emperor, where their strength lies. Min ajli annahum yaqumun al-layl. ويصومون النهار ويوفون بالعهد ويتناصفون بينهم ومن أجل أن نزني ونركب الحرام ونفسد في الأرض أنت صدقتني. He said the reason is very clear. These people are monks by night, they fast by day, they mutually help one another, they are just amongst themselves. On the other hand, we are either busy with women or haram, we cause in mischief and corruption, they are strengthening themselves and we are weakening ourselves. The narration of Bidayah, Herakl said, you have spoken the truth. This is where the strength of these Muslims lie. Another narration, Ibn Jarir. He met one Muslim, one Roman soldier who escaped from the Muslims. He met him. He said, tell me about these people. He said, I will tell you one thing. I stayed amongst them. I'll tell you one thing. لَا يَأْكُلُونَ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِمْ إِلَّا بِثَمَنٍ. They will never exploit authority. They will never dare eat anything from their subjects, but by paying for it in full. They are never there to devour the rights of people. When he heard this, he said, لَإِن صَدَقْتَنِي لَيَرِثُنَّ مَا تَحْتَ قَدَمَيَّ. If this is their quality, then soon they will rule over the land over which I'm governing. The third narration, Qubuqlar. Qubuqlar was the general of the army in the Battle of Yarmouk. Due to the fact that the enemies just could not infiltrate, he sent one of his people as a spy and he said, infiltrate their ranks and remain undetected. فَدَخَلَ عَرَبِيٌ لَا يُنْكَرْ. Undetected, he camouflaged and got in. أَقَامَ فِيهِمْ يَوْمًا وَلَيْلًا. He spent 24 hours. Once I was in Australia, in Brisbane, and one of the local TVs wanted to interview a Muslim home, the average Muslim home during the month of Ramadan, and they obviously wanted to broadcast it. No Muslim home was prepared because we know the wrong image we give off. You don't want the world to understand this is Islam. It is flavored with culture. It is diluted with anger. It is tainted with other issues. Pure, pristine Islam. That this is an average Muslim home, how they would conduct themselves in the month of Ramadan. This person camouflages himself and he gets in. أَقَامَ فِيهِمْ يَوْمًا وَلَيْلًا. One day, one night, he comes back. Qubuqlar says, مَا وَرَاءَكْ. What's your take? What can you say? He said, رُهْبَانٌ بِاللَّيْلِ فُرْسَانٌ بِالنَّهَارِ لَوْ سَرَقَ إِبْنُ مَلِكِهِمْ قَتَعُوا يَدَهُ وَلَوْ زَنَا إِبْنُ مَلِكِهِمْ رُجِمَ لِإِقَامَةِ الْحَقِّ فِيهِمْ. You know what's the salient feature amongst these people? Nobody is above the law. There is one law that governs all. There isn't a set of law for the hierarchy, a set of law for the middle class, a set of law for the rulers. No, no. If their Nabi, or if their king, or their ruler's son has to steal, they will amputate and chop his hands. And if the most influential person of them commits zina, they will subject him to the penalty of all. He said, لَإِن كُنْتَ صَدَقْتَنِي لَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّن لِقَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا. لَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّن لِقَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا. If what you said is the truth, I will prefer being beneath the earth than dare challenge these people on the back of the earth. The last narration in this regard. Yazdajard, who was the Persian emperor, when he needed reinforcement, he wrote to the king, one of the kings of that time. كَتَبَ إِلَى مَلِكٍ يَسْتَمِدُّهُ. We need reinforcement. So the king said, قَدْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ إِنْ جَادَ الْمُلُوكِ. I understand it's common courtesy that one government helps another and, you know, whatever diplomatic ties and allies and the rest of it. وَلَكِنْ سِفْلِي سِفَتَ هَؤُلَاءَ الَّذِينَ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ بِلَادِكُمْ. But first tell me, why are you losing? What's the matter? فَإِنِّي أَرَاكَ تَذْكُرُ قِلَّةً مِّنْهُمْ وَكَثْرَةً مِّنْكُمْ. I gather from what you say, your numbers surpass them by many, yet you are losing. And that can only happen for one of two reasons. إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِمْ وَشَرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِكُمْ. There's nobility on their side and there's failure on your side. Two questions I want to ask you. He said, go for it, ask anything. أَيُوفُونَ بِالْعَهْدِ. Do they honor their words with Muslims and non-Muslims? He said, this is a nation, they will give their lives for their words. They will never default. They will never default on whatever they agree. We don't have time to elaborate. Number two, كَيْفَ طَاعَتُهُمْ أُمَرَاءَهُمْ. كَيْفَ طَاعَتُهُمْ أُمَرَاءَهُمْ. Are they compliant and obedient to their rulers? He said, أَطْوَعُ قَوْمٍ لِمُرْشِدِهِمْ. You've never seen a more compliant nation than them. Then Yazdajar said, do me a favor, سَالِمْهُمْ. Make peace with them. I can send my entire army and everybody will come out humiliated and defeated. So much has been said. Much has been said. The previous speakers before me, we need to now internalize this. One, two final advices. There was a Sahabi by the name of Ma'an ibn Adi. He had a very peculiar passion. Every Sahabi generally had the desire that he passes away before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he doesn't have to contend with the challenge of having known that the Master Sasam passed away. Because obviously that's the most difficult thing. Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abd Rabbihi, a very famous incident whose name appears in the Babul Adhan of many books of hadith. When the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he said, oh Allah, please make me blind on the spot. I read this in Tanzimul Ashtat, which is the Sharah of Mishkat, and I read it other places as well. Oh Allah, snatch my vision so that I can have the privilege that after your Nabi, I see nobody else. I seen your Nabi, I satisfied my gaze, and that's it. And I want to die like this. فَكُفَّ بَصَرُهُ. He was visually impaired and his sight was taken away. So this was the general atmosphere of Sahaba, but there was a Sahabi by the name of Ma'an ibn Adi. He said, وَلَكِنْ مَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَمُوتَ قَبْلَهُ. لأصدقه ميتا كما صدقته حيا. But Ma'an ibn Adi said, I don't want to die before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As challenging, as daunting, as difficult as it is to contend with life post the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, but yet there is another opportunity after his demise, I can promote and propagate his message. So just as I believed in him while he was alive, I equally want to exhibit his impeccable character after his demise. Allah has given us that aspiration and that opportunity to live up to the aspiration of Ma'an ibn Adi. He enjoyed the dual honor that he seen the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his prime, in his life, and likewise he lived thereon. Allah has given us. We need to dispel the myth in the world. We need to dispel the misconceptions in the world. Stand up with the lives of Sahaba. Make your life a home of Sahaba. How sad people would still phone you and ask you to name this. And then you say, keep Hudhaifa or Mas'ud. Oh, we have a Hudhaifa in the house already. So what? Did you ever, you know what? Oh, we have a rich person in the family, so it's okay. I don't have to stop working. No, that's his money. We're very independent in our finance, but we're very united in our names. What is that? If you only understood, what was the virtue of these Sahaba, you would have named one after the other. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we name our children after Sahaba. We stand up with their lives. We present it to the world. They say, I'll leave you with two quotes in English. They say, the past is a mystery. The past is history. The future is a mystery. And the present is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Allah has given us this present. Stand up. Let there be a change from this event of ours. Let it not just be it was words and I came and others came and we had it and it's over. And as they say, aspire to inspire before you expire. Aspire to inspire before you expire. Allah bless us all with the correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.